Okay. Huda, I'm going to be giving you a share now, okay? And then I can help you later, okay? Okay, guys, sorry. I've a bit of a busy house right now, but it's a shem. So we're on Daf Vav. Today's Daf Vav. We're on Daf Hey with Bez at the bottom. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in our Brisa. We're three lines up on the bottom. Abba ben Yamin. Omer Abba ben Yamin says, we had a bunch of statements from Abba ben Yamin, we're going to have a couple, we're going to have some more. So he says, Shnayim shenichnesu lis palo ova kidem echad mehem lis palo ovlo himten es chavero. If two people go into Davin and one guy goes in early and he doesn't wait for his friend, viyotza, and he leaves, and he runs out, so then, Torfin lo tefillah so b'fanav. Kosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol tears up his tefillah in his face. Shenamar Torah nafsho be'apo halaman chatazov eretz. V'lo odin not only that, elish agorin l'shchina shetistalik mi'Yisrael. It causes Kosh Baruch Hu to kiviyachol leave b'nei Yisrael. Shenamar vayetek tzur mimkomo ve'in tzur elo Kosh Baruch Hu. Shenamar tzur yaladcha teshi ve'in tzur yaladcha teshi. Okay, so basically not a good idea. V'im hintim lo, what maschoro, what is the schar that a person will get if he does wait for his friend, and they daven together, and then he doesn't leave early? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, we're on Vav and Aleph and Top. Zocha lebrachos halalu, he gets the following bracha, Shnamar, as the Pasuk says, Lu ikshavta limitzosai, if you listen to my mitzvos, v'ihi kanar shalomecho, you'll have shalom, and your righteousness will be like the sea. And your children will be like sand. Etc. The children of your stomach, etc. You'll be zochah to a great many brachos. Right, this daf again is a continuation of the glorious agadata that we've been having at the beginning of brachos. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Abba ben Yamin, Omer Abba ben Yamin says something else. Ilmalei nasna rishus la'ayin li'iros. If we had been given the permission or the ability for our eyes to see, in kol birya yochol lamod mipnei mazikin. None of us, no creature, I guess not only man, but even animals, would not be able to stand because there are so many mazikin, there's so many demons, damaging forces around that we wouldn't even be able to realize or be able to stand or be able to deal with it. Amar Abaye says, inu nevisha minan. You should know that they are greater than we are. They're more than us. V'kaymi alan ki kaslo the orga, and they gather around us like a I think Rashi writes that like a vine kind of is buried in the dirt. So like if you dig like a little mound in the dirt and you put a vine in it, or you put like a plant, so it's almost that imagery. The demons are kind of gathering around us. Amar avuna kol chad v'chad minon alfa mismole v'rivavta mimine. Each one of us, humans, have 1,000 on our left and 10,000 on our right. And the Mesoras Hashas adds, Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Yipol mitzidcha elef u'rivava miminecha. So he quotes a pasuk that basically implies that there's 1,000 on our left and 10,000 on our right. Amar Rava says, Hai duchka, this pressure, this pushing, dehave bekala, that you get with, not a kala, like a chosan kala, but a kala, Rashi writes, is that, like the yarche kala, like there's a shir, and people come together to a shir, so whenever there's like a lot of pushing, a lot of people attending the shir, and you feel, kind of shoved back and forth, that's minayu havai, that's from the demons. Lamaisa, not when the actual people are pushing you, but if for whatever reason the room feels more crowded than it is, that's, you should know that's from them. Hani birke deshili minayu deshili. If you have your birkayim, if your knees are tired, Rashi says, so minayu hove. That's from them, from pushing against you. Did I skip a line? No, that's good. Mani the rabbanon debalu. If the rabbanon's clothing, if they get worn out, mechufya did who. That's from them, meaning if the Rabbanon's clothes get worn, right, the Rabbanon are not working, there's no reason for their clothing to get worn, but if they do, that's from the demons. Hani kiri deminakfon, what's this last one over here? I forget. What does that mean? Anybody know? Oh, if your shoulders are bumping against each other, if people are pushing up against you, so that's minayu. That's from the demons. So, okay, Viter. Haiman de boyle medolahu. If a person wants to know about these demons or see these demons or kind of realize that they're there, Lysi kitma nihali, bring some ground up ash, some ashes, vinahadar apuria, and put them by your bedside. Uvitzafran in the morning, chazi ki kari de tanagola. You'll see that in the ash or in the dirt or in the, I guess, the sand that's next to your bed, you'll see big chicken prints. Because Chazal say that demons have chicken feet, so you will see the demons right there. Fascinating. If you want to see these demons, so we have a little bit of hocus pocus. Lisi shilyasa de shunrasa, go bring the placenta of a cat. Uchmasa bas uchmasa, a black cat, this daughter of a black cat. Bukhrasa bas bukhrasa, the firstborn of a firstborn. Velukle benura, and go burn it. And just take the ash and put it in your eyes. And then, v'chazilu, and then you'll see them. The problem is, you have to put it in an iron rod. And you have to seal it with iron. Because maybe the demons will steal it from you. Apparently, iron will repel the demons, and if it's sealed, that will make sure they can't get at it. Velachton pumye, and you have to close your own mouth, kihechi delo litzik, because otherwise you will get hurt by these demons. Rav Bibi Barabai Avad Achi, Rav Bibi Barabai tried all this out. Chaza, he saw the demons, v'itzak, and he was damaged, he was injured by them. Bo Rabbanan Rachmi Alai, v'itzi, Chazal davened for him, and he was healed. Okay, weiter. Tanya, Abba Binyamin, Omer, Abba Binyamin says something else. Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas el beis haknesses. A person should really daven in a shul. His tefillah is not heard unless he's in shul. Shenamar nishma el arina ve'la tefillah. Hashem will listen to the rina and the tefillah. B'makom rina sham tehei tefillah. In a place where there is rina, there is singing. So there, that is where there is tefillah. Rashi writes, "Bebeis haknesses, shesham omrim v'hatzibur shiros v'tishbachos b'ni'imas kol orev." There's a marker. This Rashi in this Gemara is a marker for singing in shul. If you ever have a chazan that goes too long, so people start complaining, so just tell them it's a Gemara in Brachos davav that you should really have singing in shul. Good. Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, minayin shekosh baruch hu matzi b'beis haknesses. How do you know that a kosh baruch hu is found in shul? Shenemar Elokim nitzav ba'adas keil. Shem is there ba'adas keil in the congregation. Uminayin le'asar Shem is pa'olin shechinoi mohem. How do you know when there's a minyan Shem is with them? The shechina is there. Shenemar Elokim nitzav ba'adas keil. Uminayin le'shlosha shiyoshvim bedin. How do you know that there are three judges who are sitting and judging? Sheshchina imayim. That the shechina is there. Shenemar bekrov Elokim yishpot. Hashem is there by Bekerev Elokim Yishpot. Sorry. Hashem is there Bekerev amidst those who are judging. Uminayin l'shnayim sheyoshvin ve'oskim b'tarah sheshchina imayim. How do you know that? You have a chavrusa. Sheshchina is there. Shnemar az nidabru yirei Hashem ish al reyehu v'yekshev Hashem. Hashem will listen to the people who are speaking to each other. May u'l'choshvei shmo. That's the hemshech of the pasuk is u'l'choshvei shmo. What does that mean? Am Rav Ashi. Choshev Adam Lasos Mitzvah Venenas. Let's say a person wants to do a mitzvah and he's unable to do it. There's an onus. And he cannot perform the mitzvah. Velo Asa, and he doesn't do the mitzvah. Mala Allah Akasuv Kilu Asa, Akash Baruch Hu considers it as if he did the mitzvah. Uminaim Shafilu Echad Sheyoshev Osek Batara Sheshchina Imao. How do you know that if even one person is sitting and learning Torah, that Hashem is with him? Now, as you ask a good kasha, if people are sitting and learning over the internet, so is that one person or is that four people? I don't know. That's a good kasha. Okay. Either way, Mimav Shach, I think Akash Baruch was with us. Shenema b'chol makom asher askeres shemi avo elecha uverachticha. Right? A well-known pasuk in Sefer Shmos. V'chimei achad afilu chad. And now the Gemara asks, wait a second. After we know that one person has Akash Baruch with him, trei mibaya, well, you don't need to tell me that there are two. So the Gemara says, right, obviously the Shechina is there. Gemara says, Trey Michtavon Mal Yasa. Trey, when there are two people, Mikatvon Milaihu B'Sefer Zichronos. Hashem writes the words in some sort of Sefer Zichronos. Chai, but if there's one person sitting and learning, Solom Mechtav and Mile B'Sefer Zichronos, the words are not written down in the Sefer Zichronos. And then Gemara asks the next step up, right? We had 2 and 3, we had 3 and 10. V'chim Achar Dafilu Treis, Tlasa Mibaya, after you tell me that Hashem is with 2 people who are learning, Tlasa Mibaya, you don't need to tell me that He's with 3. So Gemara says, Ma'u Detema, you might have thought, Dina Shlama Ba'almahu, that Dina, that judgment, is Stam Shalom Ba'alma. It's just making peace between two people. V'lo Asya Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to come, Kamash Malan. Rather, the Gemara is teaching us the Dina Nami Hainu Torah, that judgment is also an inyan of Torah. V'chime Acher Defila, finally, the last stage, V'chime Acher Defilu Tlasa Asara Mibaya, after you're telling me that the Shechina is with 3 people, you don't need to tell me that He's with 10. So the Gemara says, Asara, if there's a minyan, if there are 10 people, so then Kadma Shechina Ve'asya. The Shechina comes first. He kind of heads you off and he meets you there. He goes there first. But Tlasa Ad Yatzvei, the Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't quote-unquote Kivyachol come until the 3 people sit in judgment. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar of Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin Shech Kosh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. How do we know, pretty well known Gemara, how do you know Kivyachol that a Kosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin? All based on drashas and psukim. Shenamar nishpa Hashem bimino uvizroa uzo. Right, Hashem has nishpa bimino and uzroa, and on His arm kiviyachol uzo. We have strength. Bimino zet Torah. That we know in His right hand. That's referring to Torah. Shenamar bimino eish das lamo pasuk in Hazinu. Uvizroa uzo. What does that mean? Elu tefillin. That's referring to tefillin because the pasuk says Hashem oz lamo yitain. Uminayim shat tefillin ozheim, and how do you know that oz is a reference to tefillin? Sorry, ozheim li Yisrael. How do you know that tefillin is strength for Klal Yisrael? Dechtiv uru kol me'aretz ki Hashem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimeko. All the nations will see that the Shem Hashem is on you, and they'll be afraid of you. V'etanya Rabbi Elezer agadol omer elu tefillin shavarosh. That's referring to tefillin shavarosh. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rabbi Chiya bar Avin. Hani tefillin de mari alma ma kosibu. What is written in Akash Baruch Hu's kiviyachol tefillin? Right, we know what's written in our tefillin, but what's written in Akash Baruch Hu's tefillin? Lechora, it's assumed that what's written in ours is not appropriate. Right, because Rashi says, like, you know, I understand that our tefillin that has, we have Shema, and Hayin Shamoa, Kashli Kol Bechor, Vaya Kiviyachol. So this is already psukim that describe our mitzvah, that we have to remember doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. But what does Hashem have in His tefillin? So, Amar like, Mik Amcha Yisrael Goyecha Ba'aretz. Who is like Bnei Yisrael, one nation in the land? Gemara asks, wait, Umi Mishtabach Kuchabrichu B'Shvachayu Di Yisrael, does Hashem really get praised with the praise of Am Yisrael? That seems a little ridiculous. We should have psukim that praise the Kosh Baruch Hu, not Bnei Yisrael. So Gemara says, no, that's not true. In, yes, Hashem is praised through us. Tichtiv es Hashem hemarta ayom, v'Hashem hemircha ayom. 1 second, sorry, little guy. You okay, buddy? Hold on, let me just get maybe something. Okay, sorry about that. There you go. Okay, so we said that Hashem is praised through us. That's the whole concept of making a Kiddush Hashem. Right, when we do something that makes a Kiddush Hashem, that's the whole Indian. Like 6 lines up on the wide lines. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made for me one chativa in the world. Vani eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I will also make you unique, one chativa in the world. Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. How do we know that Bnei Yisrael made Hashem one in the world? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, obviously, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'ani Aseh Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'olam. How do Hashem will make us unique in the world? Shenamar, Ami Kamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Amar Le'Rav Acha Brei D'Rova, the Rav Ashi. So the Gemara says, okay, now we get a little fancy, right? We know that in the Tefillin Shel Yad, there's only one box, and all of the parashios are written on one piece of cloth, and that's in the box. But on Tefillin Shel Rosh, there are 4 boxes. So, very good. Rav Acha, Rei de Rava asks very well. Tenach b'chad bisa. I understand. That's what's written. Mikam Chayisrael. It's in one box. B'shar bati mai, what's in the other boxes? So Amarlei, mi kimi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, ashechi Yisrael, oh hanisa elokim, ulesitcha elyon. Quotes a bunch of different psukim. So Gemara says, yachi, so nafesh lutuva bati. Wait a second, that's too many, right? We know there's four batim in the shalrosh, that's, I think, six. Ella, rather, no, hold on. Ki mi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, those two psukim, the damyin ahadadi, they're very similar to each other. So that's bechad bisa, that's in one box. Ashrecha Yisrael, umi kamcha Yisrael, that's also the same inyan. That's bechad bisa, that's also in another box of the shalrosh. Oh, hani sa elokim, bechad bisa, and that's in the third. Ulisitacha elyon, that's bechad bisa, and that's in the fourth. And that's what's in Akash Parchu's tefillin, shalrosh. And we flip the page, Vav of the base, Vakulu Ksivi Ba'adre. And they're all written, they're all in the Dalet in Aramaic, it could be a Zion, so it could be Ba'azre, meaning they're all written on the Tefillin Shalyad. All those partios are written in the same box, in the same cloth, on the Tefillin Shalyad of Akash Baruchu Kiviyochu. Alright. Amar Ravin Bar of Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol haragil lavo lebeza knesses, v'lo ba yom echad, kosh baruchu mashal bo. If someone who always comes to shul, and one day he doesn't show, kosh baruchu kind of wants to know what's going on. Right? Rashi writes, mativo shoploni lama lo ba. Hashem asks, is he okay? What's going on with this guy? Shinamar, mi bachem yirei Hashem, shomeh b'kol avdo, ashar alach hashechim, vein no galo. So Hashem inquires of kind of checks into this guy. In the Dvar Mitzvah Halach, if he went for a mitzvah, so no gilo. So Hashem is okay with that. The in the Dvar Rishus Halach, so then a no gilo. That's not so great. If he went for a Dvar Rishus and skipped out on Shul, that's not so great. Yiftach B'Shem Hashem. The Pasuk says you should have, right, meaning if you went for Dvar Rishus, I think Rashi says it's for Parnassa. Not sure. Okay, if you went for a dryer shoes, you should have just had yiftach with Shem Hashem. You should have had, you know, avtacha. You should have trusted Hashem, and not skipped out on shul. My time. Oh, what's the reason? We should have a lift. Oh yeah, my. I'm sorry. Yiftach with Shem Hashem. Right, that's the pasuk. Yeah, so my time, why should he have gone to shul? Mishum David leiliftach Hashem v'lo bata. Right, Hashem is not so happy with him because he should have had bitachon. And he didn't. All right. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'shasha Kosh Baruch Hu bala beis haknesses v'lo matza ba asara miyadu kois." If a Kosh Baruch Hu comes to shul and he sees that there's nobody there, so that's not so good. That Hashem gets very angry about that. Shenamar madu avati. Why am I here? Ve'in ish karati ve'in oneh. And there's no one to talk to me, and there's no one to answer me. Amar Rabbi Chelba. Amar Rav Huna. I had that once actually. We were making a minyan. Where was I on vacation? Up in like Massachusetts. We went to some random shul. We called ahead. Is there going to be a minyan? There's not always a minyan during the week. We only have a minyan on Shabbos, but we'll see. We could round up some people in the place. Maybe we'll get a minyan for Shabbos. So we showed up. Me and two other guys. My dad and I guess someone else. I think. And there were nine. There were nine people total. So I don't know how many other people were in that neighborhood who didn't come. But that one guy, he blew it. But anyway, so I'm Rabbi Chelba Rav Huna Kol Kovei Makom LeTefilaso Elokei Avram BeEzra. Anybody who has a kavua makom in for shul or for where he davens, God, the God of Avraham is going to help him. Ukishameis, and when he passes away, Omrim Lo, they say, Ei Anav Ei Chosid Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu. Oh. How much of an anav this guy was, how much of a chassid this guy was, he's one of the talmidim of Avram. Now, you see that, unfortunately, like, at least in some places where I daven, people are shtickle to makbid about their makom. Yes, it's a gemara in brachos, and you should have a, and we pass it this way, the halacha, you should have a makom kavua, but, first of all, dalet amas shel adam is nechshav kimkomo. That a person Dalet Amos is considered his makom. So if you slide over a seat or you don't say anything to someone who sits in your seat, so it's not so bad. Second of all, you see the idea that this a person who has a makom kavua is supposed to be an anav. What anava is there in kicking someone out of your seat? So I forget who I heard this from or I saw this by, but I saw that the pshat here, or maybe I don't know if it's tongue in cheek, but the pshat could be that there are so many options nowadays, Baruch Hashem, of shuls to daven in. And inevitably, if a person davens in a single shul for a while, he gets upset over this or over that or whatever. This slight to his kavod, that slight to his kavod. But if he sticks it out and stays in that shul for a very long time, at the end of his life, they're going to say, oh, he was an anof. He didn't really care about things that happened to him. All right, it's not the pashup shot. But lamaisa, the inyan here is not the inyan of gaiva. To have your own makom in shul, it's not a gaiva thing. So if a person is going to have a shtickl gaiva and kick his people out of his seat, so that's not appropriate. Okay. If Avram Avinu minolan dekava makom, and how do we know that Avram Avinu, right? We said he's a Talmud of Avram Avinu. If he has a makom, a kavua for davening, how do you know he's a Talmud of Avram Avinu? Where do we see that Avram did this? The Chetiv Pasuk says, Vayishkem Avram baboker el makom Hashem admad sham. Right, Avram got up to the place where he stood there, and we know Vein Amida el Tfila. The Gemara quotes this later to show how Avram was tikein Tfila Shachris. Right, Amida is Tfila Shenemar Vayamod Pinchas Vayipalel. Pinchas got up and davened. So, Amar Rabbi Chaba, Amar Rav Huna, Hayotzi Beis HaKnesses, Al Yafsia Psia Gasa. When you leave shul, do not run. Don't take big steps. Yes, I see that Eitan's sleeping. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, let me just finish this. Okay, Boo Boo.
It didn't work for me.
I'm sorry, it didn't work for you. Don't run when you leave shul. Yeah, don't take big steps. Amar Rabbi Lo Amran Ella Lamefak. That's only for someone who is leaving. But to come to shul, mitzvah lemarhet, it's a mitzvah to go quickly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, near defal adas Hashem. You should run quickly. You run after knowledge of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zeira said, Meresh ki hava chazina lehu l'rabbanan. When I saw the Rabbanan, deka ra'ati l'pirka b'shabsa. They were running to the shir on Shabbos. Amina kamechalian Rabbanan. Stop. You're making noise. Cut it out. I said that they were being Mechal Shabbos. Not Mechal Shabbos, Mamish. Let's not get carried away. But Rashi writes, Tavramar, Osir Lefsop, Sia Gasa, Bishabbos, Shinemar, Im Tashiv, Mishabbos Raglecha. I don't think it's Issa Mereisa Mamish, but he thought that they were being Mechal Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to run, no marathon training on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to run. But a cave on the Shmano Lahad de Rabbi Tanchum, I'm Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. When he heard this statement, La'olam Yarutz Adam LeDvar Halacha, that a person should run to a Dvar Halacha, Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Shenamar, the Pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Yalchu Karei Yishag. You should run after, you should go after Hashem, you should roar like a lion. Ana Nami Rahitna, I also ran to the Shir. Amar Rabbi Zera. Igra de Pirka Rieta. The schar for going to a shir is the running. Is the running the effort you put into going. Amar Abaye said similarly, Igra de Kala Duchka. And the schar for going to the Kala, we said the Kala is the shir, the big shir on Shabbos, or a big shir whenever someone's giving it, that's the Duchka, that's getting shoved and pushed back around, being kind of jostled by everybody. Now, Rashi writes that, a little bit scary, right? Rashi Dibur Maskal Igra de Pirka, he writes, Iker Kibul Schar Abrios Haratzim Lishmo Drasha Mipi Chacham. Right? What's the Iker Schar from going to a Shir? He's Schar Hamarutza, the Schar for running. Share Rubam Einam Mevinim. Because most people don't understand. Lahamid Girsa, and they're not able to the Girsa. Velomar Shmuel Mipi Rabban, and they're not able to repeat what the Rebbe said. Lachar Zman, after a long time. Because sheyikabu schar limud, that they should get the schar of limud. So it's a little bit daunting because it seems to imply that you have to be able to say over what you heard to get the schar for learning. Right? It's a little bit nerve wracking for us learning daf yomi, yeah? Because we have to be able to say over the daf, right, to get the schar of the limud. Limud means, I had a Rebbe who said once that it's not read, the phrase is not to read Torah, it's to study Torah. That when you study Torah, right, the translation of Limud HaTorah. I don't usually like the translations, but the translation of Limud HaTorah is to study Torah. So when you study something, you're studying for, let's say, a test, so you know it. you can repeat what you've been reading. If you're just reading a book, that's not the idea. Anyway, so a little bit nerve-wracking, but okay. It's a shame we shall be zocha to schar limud. Where are we here? Rava, Amar Rava. Rava says, Igra de shmeitza svara. And the schar, the reward of a shmeitza, that a person goes back and forth with a halacha, that's the svara, that's the logic that you build. Rashi writes, Shu yiga bi torech u'mechashev lahavin tamer shel devar. Person thinks, that's the thinking, and the logic is the schar. Amar Rav Papa, Igra de beit tamya shtikusa. The reward for going to beis avel is being quiet. Okay, is the quiet. Amar Marzutra, Igra Tanisa Tzidkasa. The Iker, the reward for a Tainis is the Tztaka. Rashi writes, Shinosin Tztaka La'erev the Farnesas Aniyim, right? By a fast is also a minute to get Tztaka. So the Iker Schar for a fast is the Tztaka that we give afterwards. Amar Rav Sheshes Igra de Hefseda Deluya. And the Iker of a Hesped is Rashi writes, Deluya Laharim Kol, to cry out. To cry out loud, and that causes people, right, arouses people to do tshuva and be sad, etc., and kind of focus on what they're doing in life. Amar of Ashi Igra de Behilula Mili. And the Igra of the reward of a wedding is the Mili, is the Smach Chasim Bedvarim, Rashi writes, is to do the Mesameach Chasim Akala with the words that you say. Say the beautiful, say words of praise to the Chasim Akala. Amar of Huna. If you daven behind shul, you're called a rasha. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, if you are, let's just skip down to the end of the Rashi. Right, if you're davening behind shul, ve'inu machzir pano v'beis ha'knesses, nira k'kofer, b'mashat tzibur mispalalim. Right, it's almost, if you daven behind the shul and you're facing a different direction, it's almost like you're davening to a second god. You're not interested in what, who the tzibur is davening to. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, saviv reshaim italechun. Okay, amar abaye lo aran ella delo mahader ape beknishta. Right, that's what Rashi pointed out. It's only if you're not facing the same direction as the shul of a mahader ape beknishta less than bother. But if you are, if you're facing the same general vicinity, so if you're looking the same direction, so that's fine. Who gathered to come atzli achorei beknishta? There was a guy who was davening out behind the shul, lo mahader ape lebeknishta, and he wasn't facing the same direction. Chalaf Elio passed and saw it. Vechazie, and he saw what he was doing. Idmi leketaye, he appeared to him as an Arab. Or there's another girsa that an Arab passed by. Either the Elio or an Arab passed by, either Elio dressed like an Arab or an Arab passed by and said, Kado bar kiamas kami marcha. This is what you do, Rashi writes, you're kadosh shosi bar rishus. You're kind of davening to a different rishus. You're not, you're pretending like you're davening to a different god. Shalach safsara v'katlai, threw out his, what's the safsara? I think it's spear. I think he took out a spear and he killed it, which is a little bit terrifying because this is chayav misa. But again, I guess the Indian is if you're kofar meikar, if you're diving to a different god, so then yes, maybe you would be chayav misa. Okay, it's a little terrifying. Amalei humi rabbanu rav bibi bar rabayev, amri la rav bibi rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So depending on who asked the question was my krom zulas dapne adam. What does that pasuk mean? These are things that are in the end of the world, like they're very chashuv. Meaning, these items stand at the top of the world. And people are mezalzel b'hem, and they don't treat them with the proper respect. Rashi writes, "What's something that stands at the end of the world, at the top of the world? Go in tefillah sha'ola lamala, like tefillah. Right? People are mezalzel in tefillah, and that is." Obviously, not a good thing. Unfortunately, in our days, we also have that. We shall be zocha to not be mezalzel on tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tarvayo, Kevish, and Itzarech Adam Lebrios Panov Mishtanos Kekrom. The second a person needs other people, he becomes embarrassed. His face changes like a chrome. Shenemar, chrome zulas b'nei adam. My chrome, what's a chrome? So ki asa Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Of echad yesh b'krachay hayam. It's this bird that's on the island somewhere. Chrome shmo, they call it a chrome. V'kevin shechama zorachas. When the sun rises, mithabech l'kama gvanim, it changes colors. Turns a couple different colors, and that's the inyan of a person's face, right? Changing color, he becomes embarrassed. When he's nistarech adol b'brios, a person becomes embarrassed. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, the Amri Tarvayu, ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim eish umayim. It's as if he's judged with two different judgments of eish and mayim. Shenamar kavas enosh the roshenu banu be'eish umayim. I guess that's the inyan of the two different colors, right? Water is blue and fire is orange or red or whatever it is. Fine. V'amar michalba amar avhuna la'olam yeheda adam zayir b'tfilas ha-mincha. A person should always be careful of dav mincha, sharei Eliyahu lo nana ela b'tfilas mincha. Because we see that Eliyahu b'har ha-karmel was only answered at mincha time. Shenamar, as Pasuk says, v'ayhi ba'alus ha-mincha, v'ayigash Eliyahu anavi v'ayomer, etc., etc. Aneni Hashem aneni. Please Hashem, answer me. He says aneni twice. Aneni shetered esh min hashamayim. Please answer me that fire should come down from heaven. If you're familiar with the story, right? Challenged the Baal, the people who are of the Avodah Zarah. Build a bezbeach, call out to your God. Let's see who sends down fire. Let's see which one of our gods will light it on fire. So obviously theirs didn't catch fire at all. And Eliyahu's bezbeach had a ton of water on it. And he said, Hashem, please send down a fire. And so, aneni shetered esh min hashamayim, v'aneni shelo yomru ma'asek shafanim. And also, please answer me that the Jews who are watching this won't say that it was witchcraft. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Tefilas Ba'arvis. You should also be careful Davin Ma'ariv. Shenamar Tikon Tefilasik Toras Lefanecha Ma'asas Kefim Minchas Erev. Right, you know, that's also important. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Af Tefilas Shachris. Shachris is also important. Right, you're sensing a theme. Shenamar Hashem Biker Boker Tishma. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erech Lecha Vetzapet. Amar Bichel Bar Rav Huna. Call Hananda Misudos Chasan Veinu Masamcha Over Bechamisha Kolos. Anybody who eats at a wedding but is not misamech lechos and kala is over on five kolos. Shemar as pasuk says, "Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala, kol omrim hodu as Hashem tzvakos." He's over on those five things. V'im misamcho mascharo. But if you make a chasan happy, what's the reward? I'm Rabbi Shua Bar Levi, zocha la Torah. Person will be zocha to Torah. Bracha of either learning Torah, or I guess remembering Torah, or having kids who learn Torah, I'm not sure exactly. He'll be zecha to some aspect of Torah. Shenemar b'chamisha kolos, that was, shenitzna b'chamisha kolos, that was given in five kolos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'yihi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yosav oker, v'yihi kolos u'vrakim v'anan kaved al ahar. V'kol shofar, chazak me'od, right, kolos two, brakim is two, kol shofar, that's five. Right, 2 plus 2 plus 1, that's five. Or I'm wrong? No, because the positive Gemara keeps on going. Vayi kol shofar ve'elokim yaninu b'kol. Sorry. Okay, let's count. Yeah, my bad. Count the kols. Right, kolos is two. Alahar ve'kol shofar is one. Kol shofar again is another one. Ve'elokim yaninu b'kol. So there are five kolos. Gemara says, "Eini, is that really true? Vaksiv ve'kol amro im esar kolos. Vesalapidim esar ashein." We have another positive that says there were two more kolos. So it shouldn't be five. It should be seven. Gemara says, "Osan Arkolos the Kada Matan Torah." No, that was before Matan Torah. Rabbi Yavahu Amar. Rabbi Yavahu says, "If you're Mesameh Chasan and Kala Kilu Hikriv Toda." It's as if you brought a korban Toda. Shenemar as the pasuk says, "Mivim Toda Beis Hashem." Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Kilu Bona Achas Mechorvus Yushalayim. It's as if you built one of the ruins in Yushalayim. Shenemar Ki Ashiv Es Shmuz Aretz Kavri Shona Amar Hashem. Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Amar of Huna, Rabbi Chelbo says the name of Huna. Call Adam Sheish Bo Yer Shemayim Dvar of Nishmayim. Anybody who has Yer Shemayim, so his words are heard. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Sof Dvar, I call Nishmayim, Sa Lukim Yerav, Es Mitzvah Shemor. My key, and the Pasuk finishes off, Kizek Kol Ha'adam, because this is the whole purpose of man. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Kosh Baruch Hu says, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Lo Nivra, Ela Bishvil Zeh. The whole world was only created for this guy. Right, and kol olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvili. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana says, "Shakul zek neged kol olam kulo." excuse me, this guy is equivalent to the entire world. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Amri Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol Holam Kula Lo Nivra Ela Letzavos Lazeh. This world was only created for the command of this person who has Yiras Shamayim. Just to finish off, Amar Bichabo, Amar Avuna, Kol Sheyodea Bechaveru Shu Raga Liten Lo Shalom. If you know someone who always says Shalom Aleichem, so you should Yaktim Lo Shalom. You should beat him to it. You should say Shalom Aleichem first. Shenemar Bikesh Shalom. Bakesh shalom v'rad fehu. You should seek out shalom and run after it. V'im nasan lo v'lo hichzir. But if someone says shalom aleichem to you and you don't respond in kind, so nikra gazlan, a person is called a thief. Shenemar v'atem v'arim akerem gazlas ha'ani b'vadechem. L'maisa, make sure to say aleichem shalom. Okay, shkoach rabosa, very good. Tomorrow, bli neder, we will do this at 9 o'clock in the morning.